I'm reading from the Gospel of John today, chapter 14, starting in verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." Chapter 15. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." These are some of the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples before his crucifixion. And he really wanted them to know and experience the peace that passes understanding. And I believe they eventually understood and received that peace in their heart once Jesus was crucified, resurrected, the Holy Spirit was poured out, then they were given power from on high and the peace that Jesus talked about. It's important for us to have the peace of God ruling in our hearts so that our words and our actions can be directed from a position of peace and strength and hope. It is in that peace that we can continue to abide in him and bear fruit for the glory of the Father. And in the time that we're living in, lots of uncertainty around us. The world has lots of agitation. Some shout this way, some shout that way. It's hard to make sense what's going on. But the Holy Spirit quietly speaking peace. And we can still, if we quiet our hearts, come to the Lord, we can have peace. And then we can also have the wisdom from above, which is a peaceable wisdom. It's not a wisdom that seeks to destroy our enemies or fight for our own way, fight for what we think is right. It's a peaceable wisdom. Desire peace. Pursue it. And I think that'll be my thought for today, is our need, our great need for peace. And peace starts in our hearts. Amen.